Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is a genuine plea I've got for people. Please don't tweet me stuff about cats that need homes.
Especially black cats.
Clicked on this, right? Saw this and I clicked on it, right? Unwanted cat brothers,
21
Twilight Northamptonshire homes.
Two skinny black cats. Hang on a minute, that's your department.
Two elderly feline fellows are hoping to find a new owner at the grand old age of 21. The cats, Leon and Nikita. Nikita's a girl's name.
No, it isn't. Nikita Khrushchev.
Oh, Nikita, you will never know anything about my soul. Yeah, you'll never know.
You might have been singing about a man.
No, I don't.
Elton John.
Are bonded. He lives that lifestyle. He doesn't sing about it. Doesn't want to ram it down our throats.
I think he might.
The cats, Leon and Nikita, are bonded brothers, meaning they do everything together and are very affectionate. The average age a domestic cat lives to is about 14, but
what
the oldest
saying
on record...
is, not long now.
Not long to go. Poor Leon and Nikita find themselves in our care at the grand old age of 21. This affectionate pair enjoy chin tickles and human company. Oh, look at the state. Beautiful. Beautiful. It reminds me of velvet. Despite their age, which could equate to more than 100 years each in human, they are in fairly good health, although Nikita has been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. That's what Velvet had. It's very common in older cats, particularly black cats, actually. Look at that. Looks like Velvet, doesn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, and it says, if you think you can help, then... Go and have a look at it. I thought, well...
So, of course, you're thinking, I've got too many cats. That would be a ridiculous thing to do. Why would I do that?
And so I thought, well, once these stories get in a newspaper, they'll be inundated. I'm not local.
No, it makes no sense.
But I thought... And I've got, you know, kids that come and visit me.
Yeah.
And I've got
and
other
got
cats.
And you've got a stray cat under your sofa now you're trying to tempt out.
Yeah. So...
So that's quite a big project.
I filled in the form and said, yeah, I'll have them.
Oh, my God.
They reminded me of my Velvet. But they'll be inundated, you know. So it's not going to go anywhere. But I thought, yeah.
We need a narrator's voice here.
No one else had applied. yeah.
Poor Pat. It's a good job you don't understand English, Pat, because it could get very crowded around here.
It was... I had to. I'm a good guy. I spent half an hour on the floor the other day with my arm under the sofa, stroking a very reluctant
big boy
who now I pulled the sofa.
By the way, that's a cat for anyone late to this party.
The camera's not plugged in, otherwise we could see him. But I pulled the sofas away from, because he hides behind the sofas. And before I was able to reach down the back of the sofas and stroke him. But now if he sees me looking over the edge, he sort of crawls under the sofa.
His back legs are always left trailing behind like a commando.
So I was under my arm under the sofa, just stroking him like this. And he looks at me as I start it and then just looks away. You know, it's obviously, I mean, it's creating a lot of shame for him.
Hmm.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
You don't lock eyes with them. That's aggressive. He's been submissive.
So I'm not supposed to look him in the eye?
No.
Okay. And also, I don't buy this crap about the slow blinks, because I've done it with every cat and it's had absolutely no effect whatsoever.
I can start on my cat, can you?
What do you mean start?
If I am around the corner, if I catch her eye, so you're the camera is the cat. So
you wanna
hang on, give me something to hide behind. So I'll do can I
You can use that, I think that's
yeah,
safe, that's yeah.
So I'll go. Right. And by normally the third one, she's sneaking up on me. By the fourth, she jumps on me.
I've never tried that.
It's really funny. Or I can go behind the sofa.
Never tried that one.
I'll film it and show you. It's hilarious. She can't resist it. If I want to get her in and I'm calling her and calling her and she won't come in, she's sitting at the end of the garden. If I do that, she's in.
I don't buy... She's supposed to slow blink at them is what I've read. But I don't... I don't think that's a thing.
She's done another one. Flipping it. This cat is sweet, but she doesn't half stink. Sorry, Pat. I'm speaking about you as if you're not here. Oh, man. Well,
her manners aren't here. That's one thing. So I've been thinking a lot. One of the things... Oh, by the way, sorry. Gemma suggested using green screen more, and we're going to do it. And one of the things we'll do, we're going to bring this show to your house, but without leaving our house, my house, right? And we did this a bit before, and I think it's a really cute idea. If you want us to bring the show from your house, send us a nice, you know, picture in landscape. Send us a nice landscape picture, the highest quality you can, please. Email it to the email address below. And it doesn't have to be the living room. It can be the toilet. It can be the bedroom. It can be... Oh, this bloody thing is doing that. Not in again. There we go.
There we are.
It can be anywhere. And we'll have it up on the green screen. We'll come live.
From your living room.
Oh, and that reminds me. Sorry.
It needn't be your living room.
It needn't be the living room. It can be... We've got a picture of Basil as well.
Beautiful.
Basil. Let me just get Basil. So where's that going to go? That's going to go... We haven't got much of a corner there, but we can put Basil here. Ouch. We are going to rent out, right,
for Pets Corner.
£50 a week. His, Pets Corner.
This.
And your pet can be in the corner for part of the show. Not all the show. It's ridiculous. And the first one, and they've paid... The money, we've paid it up front, cash in hand, no refunds, is Basil. Where is that? Why is it doing that? It downloads and then it vanishes. Where did that go? Downloads. Look, 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 watch this. It'll download.
Image.
There. There gotcha. It is. Gotcha, you piece of trash. Gotcha. But then where is it? Oh, no, Basil's not working.
We're getting reports of a mysterious figure in the background, by the way. Don't want to freak you out, mate.
But Basil, where can I save Basil? Save as. We'll save it on the desktop as Basil. There we go. Save on Quappy. So what we do... There he is. Right, so we're going to go here.
What a beautiful face.
Don't be... Oh, Katarina Borlski. Browse. Desktop. Basil. Where is he? Something very bizarre is happening.
The computer's eating him.
Basil's disappearing.
Ow, ow, ow.
We'll have to look into Basil at a later date. I don't know what's happening there. Something very bizarre is happening. Something very, very bizarre is happening. Anyway, they don't get a discount. They paid the money. Tough. I didn't say it was going to work, did I? Didn't say it was going to work. So one of the things I've been thinking about this show... is I don't like this show.
What?
You. No, I don't like the way we're sat.
Right.
For loads of reasons, because I think it's very flat and boring to watch. And we have no physical room. There's no room here to kind of move or do anything. We've kind of got these spaces. And it's also we lose the face-to-face.
Yeah. Right?
We lose that. And so I've been really thinking... Is there a way we could do it like we did it when we did the talk radio show, but that's different because we didn't have it. We only have one fixed camera. Is there a way we can do it where we're face to face on opposite sides of a desk? And someone mentioned, maybe Richard, actually, Gregorian, who mentioned how these losers have it.
Well, at the moment, she's in a cupboard across town. So
well, that might be a way of,
it's a poor example.
That might be a way of doing it. Is there a picture? Keith and the girl, who we think are fab. I say losers. We think they're fab. That looks really old. Let's go to YouTube. Maybe there'll probably be a YouTube
video. Yeah, they'll be doing loads of that.
We'll show it better. Keith and the girl. Their setup is great, right? But they also have a lot of room, and they have it's not in the house they live in, and they have a whole room set up to this. Is this gonna this is an advert. Oh no, this is them. Oh look. Oh, I miss those guys.
I know.
I want to go.
I chat to them now and again.
Yeah.
I think they're actually kind of friends.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's get them back on. I love them so much. The size of her glasses!
I think they're excellent. Every time I get my eyes tested, I need to get some new glasses next year. I always want to have big glasses. And I'm like, well, they're a bit big for your face. Yes, they are. That's what I want. Proper Deirdre Barlow's.
That's their setup, right there. That bottom right-hand corner. And when we came, when we went there, do you remember we went there? We weren't sure if you were going to be a guest or not. And shall I wait outside? No, you sit here. What, you were one of the guests. Okay.
Yeah,
it was great because we weren't used to you being taken as what we both knew, but you were part of the deal, and they were the first people. I think
actually were interested and wanted to talk to me.
Yeah. So Kemda sits there, Keith sits there. It's not actually how I remember it, but that is
how it is.
Well, yes, it is how it is.
Because I was the guy with the T-shirt, and you were the guy with the black T-shirt.
It is how it is, but again, my sentence was correct.
You don't remember.
It's not how I remember it. Yeah. Oh. So my sentence is correct. I was there. You were there. And they're set opposite, and they've got so much room. But they also have, well, at least four cameras.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than four. But this top right corner is irrelevant, really. This is not important. But so there's a close-up on Hemda, close-up on Keith, close-up on the guests, which we wouldn't have an issue with for the next 6 months. And then the wide shot.
And they have a studio producer that organises it all.
Yeah, they keep all four shots going. Now, we wouldn't necessarily need to do that. We would... and I was just thinking, is there anywhere... that we could do that. It would be a real pain in the ass, and it would be a real faff. But if it made the show better and did not make my life in this house, which I live in, significantly worse, then it'd be worth doing. So, places we've got. The shed at the end of the garden. Okay? I think that would be tricky, but it wouldn't be impossible. The problem with that is the internet there is not as good as the internet here. It's the internet is carried through one of those things where you just plug it in and it connects the internet through the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not great. I could get a quote. I could get a quote to see about getting the internet cabled. Don't give me any of those solutions about the hubs and the bouncing it along.
Because we tried that.
I've tried all of that. So please, right? I could test the internet to see if it would work with that. And maybe I'll do a little stream at some point.
Yeah.
I think getting it cabled, it would have to be, and that's a few hundred quid. Mm-hmm. So that's one option. Other option is the garage, which is big, cold. It's not insulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not feel safe leaving expensive equipment in there, right? Third option is... we do it in the middle of this room like we did the radio show. Pain in the ass.
Takes up your room. And this is the first room you walk into when you come in the house.
But it could be done if... you see, we got this settee here. If we put the table there and the table was on wheels.
Ah. And you could slide it out.
Slide it in and out. Yeah, Kath? You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
I'm aware of that motion, yeah.
Fourth option Won't it be cold in the shed in winter? It's not quite. I mean, it's a shed, but I've had a little bit of insulation put in there and we got a heater.
It's more of a shoffice.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, but fourth option, bedroom on the top floor.
Oh, now that is out of the way.
That no one uses. Because my kid, my youngest, whose room it is too scared to sleep in it. Because I made the mistake on day one of saying there was a ghost in there.
Plus, you've got all those little cubbies up there where you could store things.
So that's an option. It's not as big up there as you might be thinking it is. This is always, I always go up there and I'm a little bit underwhelmed by it. But, and you could, well, you could take out, I mean, the shelves at the end, if you wanted to, you could take out. Anyway, so there is, oh, we got lots of unbound requests.
Well, aren't we saving those for Friday?
I think do them tonight. I just think if we do them all on Friday, we might have loads.
Yeah, you have a proper session.
It might get a little bit much, don't you think? We'll do them Friday if you want. I just worry if we do them all on Friday, it gets a little bit much. You want to do them Friday?
Yeah, I think it's a nice way to round up the week.
And that is a production meeting, and that is sharing and discussing, and then realising, actually, I don't really give a shit about it either way. She can do what she wants, don't care about that one. But when it's an important one, I will stake my claim.
She can do what she wants.
Friday is
it? I want that on a T-shirt.
If there's enough, you can make it a separate podcast, actually.
Exactly.
The Unbound podcast. Don't say exactly as though that's what you thought of.
It's totally what I thought of. I've got a costume. She done another?
Yeah, she has. The bedroom in the top floor.
I think that's the goer.
That's the one, isn't it? I think that's the one.
That's the one that's going to have least impact on your living space.
Yeah. And you, the way I see it, it would... We'd be opposite on this, the width of the desk.
Yeah.
We'd be opposite. We'd have camera on me, camera on you, camera on both of us.
That could be a goer, right?
I think that could work. I think the performance from us will be better because we're face to face. I think that could work. Black Mario sat on his porch the other day to test the Wi-Fi quality. And we are going to take the show around as well. I want to go out and do it on my laptop, although my laptop is crap. Your new laptop actually might be better for it. I want to do the show on laptops. I want to go and sit in a park and do it. I want to sit in my garden and do it. I want to come to your house.
The playhouse.
The playhouse in the garden and do it from there. And when we're allowed, we're not really allowed to go into other people's houses, I think. I don't quite know the rules. I need to double check. We want to come and do it from your house like we used to do with the radio show sometimes. And when we did it with the radio show, we needed two massive suitcases of equipment. Now we don't. Now we just need a really good internet that we can plug into. That is it. And we'll bring a camera and all of that. So, are the acoustics okay? Who cares, really? Who cares, really? So, okay, well, then maybe I'll have a look upstairs tomorrow.
Well, it's a project, isn't it?
And have a think. And have a think. We could hire Captain Sexy's boat. It's,
I don't think he lets women on there generally. There's only J-Lo and she likes to be the only
one. I don't think women want to go on there. Would it affect your boys when they stay over? No. No, because they don't use, at the moment, they don't use that top room. And if that situation changed, we could look at it then. But they don't use the top room. I say they're scared of it. They think it's haunted. And, at the moment, the boys are over once a week, once a fortnight. And this is my job every day of the week. So this is...
Plus, everything is subject to change. Yeah, we may get up there and decide it's not right. So
I just think us being sat opposite each other, I think could...
Yeah. I agree.
Just add a bit of the vibe. I'm just aware a little bit, right? And I tried to do this on Friday and I couldn't because I was so tired Friday. I hadn't caught up from Thursday. I just thought, I think the show's... By the way, 731 viewers at 18 minutes past 10 on a Monday.
Bless you.
Thank you. That's more like it. I want the show to be funny. I was listening to the audiobook of Adam Buxton's book, which is great. And at the end of the audiobook, there's a bonus podcast with him and Joe Cornish.
Yeah.
I was with Joe Cornish on September 11th.
Wow.
That's my alibi and I'm sticking to it. Me, Joe Cornish, Lauren Laverne, the Nick Frost.
All right, all the greats.
All the greats, we were together on September 11th.
Why?
We were trying to hijack a plane and fly it into the Pentagon.
Someone beat you to it.
We were doing a TV show together. But the thing that really struck me was they were laughing so much and it was so funny. It was so funny. And I just kind of feel, and this is not a criticism, this is just the way it's been. It just feels that a little bit from me, this is not criticism of you, this is me, a little bit of the fun that I had on the radio show has gone. This isn't a radio show. I know, I get it. Every time I say this, people go, yeah, but it isn't a radio show. I know. But a little bit of the fun and a little bit of the laughter has gone.
Yeah.
And it's partly because we're still working out what this is, despite this being 3 months now. It's partly... Oh, look, we can come away from there now. Sorry. It's partly loads of things. But I think it's partly just the way we're sat.
It is weird, isn't it?
This is the way we're sat.
They don't have a lot of laughs on University Challenge either, and it's a similar setup.
Yeah. So let me have a little thinky poos.
It'll be funny. Do that then.
Okay, you can carry the desk upstairs.
All right. I'll use my marine training.
Let's get Keith and the girl on again.
All right.
Why the hell not? I love them so much. They were so friendly to us, and I do.
And the thing is, as well, they're both kind of intimidating in different ways, aren't they?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Keith puts out this kind of crusty image of only having three emotions. He's either tired, hungry, or horny.
Yeah.
Oh no, angry or horny. And you know, and Hemda comes across. You know, she's a New Yorker. But they are both the sweetest people. But don't tell them we said that because they'll have
King
us for
Pigeon,
it.
King Pigeon says, concerned about a lack of cats if you move upstairs. The cats will come. If you build it, they will come.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes?
Can we just talk about what's going on? What is happening here?
You tell me, my friend. I don't know.
So, things are good. Everything's very relaxed. We have a really crazy COVID world right now. You two look very good together. Red hair, silver fox, like it. I like it a lot. So, tell me, what's the solution? Because we're in lockdown, after lockdown, what's the solution?
I think you should drink more.
I don't drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a bit strange the way you kind of... No, it wasn't a question, it was a comment. Just the way you kind of came blazing in. What's your name, first of all?
My name's Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Hello.
So why are you bringing the solution for solving, what, the COVID crisis or just our corner of it?
No, I think it's just a tough time for everybody, so why not? Talk about it. It's good talk.
Go on then.
Yeah. So, we should be kinder maybe to each other.
That's going to kill COVID, is it?
Oh, no. Ian, no.
You asked us what the solution to it was. I assume you meant the solution to COVID. The solution...
Oh, no, Matt Hancock has the solution.
Okay. What was... Repeat and clarify your question, please.
The question is, how can we make things better in a very, very dark COVID world.
So different to the first question. Okay. I don't know.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Well, yeah. You must have had some thoughts about it as you presented it as a topic for discussion.
Well, I just think we should be kind to each other.
Sounds like a good idea. I'm up for that, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, why?
Can I just say one thing?
Okay, I'm sorry, Barry. We assumed you wanted a conversation. That was our mistake, and we apologise for that. We'll let you do your monologue.
That wasn't my set piece. It was not for a speech or any.
It's just that I was answering a question, and then you spoke over it, wanting to talk about something else. So my apology for thinking you wanted a conversation, particularly after you just said, be kinder to people.
Well, 2020 has certainly been a year, hasn't it?
They all are, literally.
Well, of course they are, but Ian, Silver Fox.
Barry, pisshead. Thank you, Barry. That was a call. But then again, they all are. We're going to give away... I tell you what, today, we're not going to do competitions. We're just going to give away codes. PS4 survivalist code is just going to be chucked in the chat in the next 5 minutes, before 10:30, okay? PS4 survivalist code is going to be chucked in the chat. Tomorrow we'll start doing competitions and things.
Yeah.
You're just giving it away, right? Before 10:30 or thereabouts, you're going to get in the chat a PS4 code for the survivalist. You can go and download it free. Only one, only works once. First person to get it and enter it wins the survivalist for the PS4. So get ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Could you turn your stream off, please, because we're hearing everything.
Sorry. It's down.
That's all right.
I wasn't sure. Now it's going to sound weird if I'm watching you and talking to you. It's going to be off sync, which would be weird. That's okay. I won't look. You still there?
Yes.
Screen's frozen. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Who is this?
My name is Russ.
Hello, Russ.
I've spoken to you guys before, but not on Twitch. I spoke to you, and I took you from driving, being shot at in Bosnia. I took you from there to Janet Jackson dancing in my bus in London. You may or may not remember.
I do not remember it, and people get upset when I don't remember. I hope you don't. Don't take it personally. I don't remember anything.
It sounds like a hell of a story, Russ, and I'm sorry we've forgotten.
No, that's fine. That's why I'm calling, actually, because it's kind of a self-prophecying, one of those words, stories, where it's writing itself. It's basically, I've decided to write my biography. I'm 50 years old next year.
You weren't the fella, because everyone's saying they remember you.
Who?
You weren't the fella that wanted to do something for mental health, were you?
I'm always helping other people do all sorts of bits and pieces.
That's not what I asked.
No, they wanted to organise an event.
My daughter didn't, a dog walking event.
Okay, I don't think it's...
No, it was a get-together he wanted, wasn't it?
It was a get-together, yeah. Okay, go on then, Russ.
No, that's all right.
Itchy nose.
Yeah, well, I had a very, very, very strange background story and everything, which I can really put into a nutshell, but from a kid that's had lots of negative experience one after the other, my father was ill, so we downsized our house and I changed from a private school, went to a normal primary school, and day one my teacher was physically abusive to me and verbally. And then, without any...
This is a big old nutshell.
It's a big old nutshell. I went to primary school.
I thought you meant like a tiny shell, but this is like a massive nutshell.
Well, it's just up to the adverts, that's all. It's a massive nutshell. This is really weird, seeing you guys react after...
Well, don't watch too it. Long. Don't watch I'm it, because I have a phone conversation.
I'm having a phone conversation. It sounds better.
Do you want the oranges?
I went to high school. I got bullied all through high school, couldn't stand it. Went into the army, and I thought, well, I'll get looked after there. I did quite well. And the army didn't look after me too well either. They lied and dishonourable and bits and pieces. So I could change regiment for no reason whatsoever. Then I find myself in Bosnia, told you that story and bits and pieces. And I came back with some PTSD and depressing luggage, and eventually left the army and spent nearly 25 years on tour with bands, which changed completely from where I was to where I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been out with all sorts from, Ant and Dec to ZZ Top and anything in between, pretty much.
Have you ever worked with The Quo?
No, I have worked with their manager. Their tour manager was also a tour manager for another band, and they supported, I think, Errol Brown, strangely.
I hate Errol Brown. I thought Hot Chocolate was shit. I really thought Hot Chocolate were awful. Really limp, hollow-sounding records. Really limp, hollow-sounding records that are badly produced and have just got no weight to them at all.
You're forgetting the ultimate rule of pop music.
Yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, man.
The game sucks, but that player in particular, I Believe in Miracles. What were the other two hits?
I Believe in Miracles. Sexy Thing.
And there was the one about, I saw you at the schoolyard.
You don't remember me, do you?
You don't remember me, do you?
Couldn't he do that?
You don't remember me, do you?
Started with a kiss.
It started with a kiss. That's not a bad Errol Brown.
It is.
It started with a kiss.
It's more like Brian Ferry.
You don't remember me, do you? You don't remember me, do you?
I'm listening to Ween and I'm seeing...
Don't watch it.
Oh, the other one.
The non-Ian.
Russ, okay, that's great. I felt like I've lived your life in not real time, in half speed.
And sadly, we don't remember him, do we?
How may we help? No, what are you doing? How may we help you? Don't touch my keyboard. How dare you?
Well, stop putting it askew in a jaunty manner.
What we do for you?
Well, I just wondered if it was worth me writing this book. If your listeners said, yeah, that sounds quite interesting.
Yes, it is worth you. It's always worth you writing a book.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we had chapter one.
You don't remember me, do you?
Well, that'd be a good name for a book.
You don't remember me, do you? The story.
Oh, screw that. Tragic comic.
Sad, but true. You don't remember me, do you?
But he doesn't stop it, does he? It's bad enough trying to remember yourself to someone, but going on about it.
But you listen, the lyrics that song, basically, he fancied this girl when she was 7.
Yeah.
And then he meets her when she's about 40.
She did kiss him, though. So.
And he doesn't remember because you were kids.
Never thought it would come to this.
Hello.
Hello.
You don't remember me, do you? You don't remember me, do you?
He made a snort.
You don't remember me, do you?
Okay.
Do you remember me?
Do you?
You are me. I don't remember.
You don't remember me, do you?
Oh. I don't remember you, do I?
You don't remember me, do you?
Anyway.
Ever happened to me.
Jesus, what a sad life you have led, my darling. I can only apologise that it's been so miserable. That a call from some dickhead singing Hot Chocolate is the best thing that's ever happened.
They can't hear the caller, but you won't remember her, will you?
No, they can hear her.
Of course I can remember. I can remember you. You remember me,
It's not my fault the caller is quiet. It's her fault.
Yeah, very loud.
It's all remember me to you.
Who is it, please?
It's not my fault, it's your fault.
Who are you and what do you want?
It's your fault.
Who are you
and
what do... Well, who are you and what do you want?
How dare you?
How dare you?
We were on such a delay that it's actually really funny watching you on my screen.
Don't listen to Twitch. Listen to the phone call. Jesus.
Is this Becky?
Jesus about me.
Is this Becky?
I'm trying to work with what you're working with so you can deal with them.
Is this Becky? She's talking to the stream.
No.
Please turn off the stream and listen.
N-A-O-R-E.
N-A-O-R-E.
Now. Very good, Naomi.
Okay. Turn the stream off and listen to us on the Skype call. So mute Twitch.
No, don't mute Twitch. I'm liking you on Twitch.
Well, no, but we're not liking talking to you because you're hearing us several seconds after we've spoken.
But is anyone else doing that apart from me?
Everyone mutes.
Everyone mutes
the Twitch when they call us and we have a conversation.
Otherwise it gets confusing, as you can hear.
Yeah, I got it.
Also, we asked them to remain.
That's a really nice thing right now. We have a conversation, but there's some delay. But
there isn't.
I'll fix it. You know what, Ian, Catherine, or more, who's in charge? Catherine, Ian, I'll fix it.
We've just told you how to fix it, and you've said you're not going to do that. So I'm not quite sure how you're going to fix it.
I couldn't hear it.
Because you're listening on the frigging delay.
Right. But I'm going to go to Catherine for a fix.
That will fix it. Go to Catherine. That will fix the delay.
What you're doing is mouthing words. It's blah, 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 blah. It's like mouthing something to me. I can't hear
Stop.
It.
Stop. Here's
it. Hey, not on your hair, shake your hair. But I can't do anything about this right now. Catherine knows. I can see. She knows she's sorting it. You, however, salt and pepper, are just kind of like, I can't fix it. But I will fix it. I will come back. I'm going to be in touch with Catherine, I'm not going to lie, not you, because she can sort it, you clearly can't. Don't be upset about that, it's all right.
It's the wine. Could you turn the stream off, please, and then just talk to us down the Skype?
That's weird, because Catherine's mouth is not moving. What she said to me, yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Oh my God. Are you hearing this?
I'm not even sure what Ian says. I'm going to hear what Catherine says, to be honest. Yes, you can put your hand in your forehead. I see it. I can deal with it. I'm just...
You don't remember sober, do you?
Exactly. I only trust what Catherine says. I'll only get what she says, and I will do all the things that she says.
Okay, but well,
tonight,
go and get some water and go to bed. How about that?
No water, I'm not going to bed.
How about that, Catherine?
Maybe I'll go to Crystal on Talk Sport.
Well, he's not on that station, but you'd be very welcome.
No, he's on Talk Radio, isn't he?
Exactly, and I'm sure he'd love it.
No, he would. And I didn't mean that, so I really don't want to do that. Okay. This is where I love Catherine.
Say
bye.
Bye?
Oh.
What do you do?
She's not turned it off.
I'm not taking the piss out of her.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, effing hell. Naomi, you've not hung up.
Naomi, you've not hung up.
Naomi, do you want to hang up?
You know, I wasn't being mean when I suggested she got some water and went to bed, because none of us want this.
Nathan, could you ask Naomi to hang up, please? Well done, Del. Yes, it is the last in effect. And there we go. We got there in the end.
She just turned her laptop off, didn't she?
Started on the piss. Someone did that in the. It's Delta did that. I stole that from Delta.
That's Don't funny. Remember me, do you?
Hello. Yep. I'm so sorry. Had a couple of books through our phone line. Listened to Ian and Naomi, my friend, was calling. But I want to clarify that things are okay on air. I'm on the radio now.
No, we don't do a radio show. We haven't since June.
Who am I talking to?
Talking to Ian and Catherine.
Not producer.
Why? Well, no.
Okay. Well, so what's happening?
We're getting a lot of irritating drunk people phoning us up.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just seems to be Pisshead Monday.
On a Monday?
It's Monday, yeah.
Well, I know it's Monday.
Do you?
Did you know it was Pisshead Monday?
What is Pisshead Monday?
It's basically a load of posh people get drunk and phone us up and just really leave us scratching our heads.
Why is it posh people that get drunk on a Monday?
I guess they've not got proper jobs.
Well, that's a bit mean.
Not being mean to you, am I?
Also, no, not to me.
Oh, well, don't worry about it then.
This is like an uphill challenge.
Isn't it?
Here's the thing. You are both the uphill incline and the challenge. It's you.
Okay, can we meet at a point of...
Let's meet at the sink. You get two big glasses and fill it with water. Oh, no.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
You don't remember me, do you?
Oh, yeah.
That was not the middle.
Okay. Can we help you?
I thought I was helping.
We are going through a pandemic, and I think we could be kind.
Isn't this Barry?
Friendly. And we could
Isn't this
be
Barry? Because she was calling you Nathan.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Are you with Naomi?
I do not comment on...
You said you were at the beginning of this. You said you were with
Barry,
your
name is Nathan.
Naomi.
Okay, so your name is Nathan?
No.
Well, it is.
It isn't.
What's your name? You've forgotten the made-up name. You've forgotten the made-up name you gave us, haven't you?
Nathan.
No, it's definitely not Nathan.
She was calling you Nathan. I know she's pissed, but that's a bit of a stretch.
You forgot the made-up name you gave us. Didn't you, Nathan? Nathan, you forgot the made-up name you gave us. Because you're so hammered.
I'm not hammered.
What was the name? What was the name you gave us 20 minutes ago that you made up?
No, that's not true.
Okay, what was the name you gave us 20 minutes ago that was your real name?
Jack.
Incorrect.
Wrong answer. Try again, Nath.
Does it matter in the grand scheme of things and the pandemic?
It does when you are talking about being nicer to people that you're lying. Honesty, you can't have niceness without there being a base level of honesty.
Twitch. It's an amazing platform.
You're promoting it on Twitch.
Who cares what your name's Jack, Billy, Bobby, Doll, Dave? Yeah. Oh, yes, fine.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Nathan?
Yes.
You've just answered it for me. Thank you.
What?
You've just answered it for me.
What's the question?
Can I ask you a question, Nathan?
Yes.
You've just confirmed it again. Thank you. What? Nathan, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Are you all right?
You've just confirmed it a third time. I'm out of questions. Thank you.
Can I speak to Catherine?
Of course you can, Nathan.
Can I speak to Catherine without having this inquisitorial questioning that so many...
Inquisitorial questioning?
What?
Point of order, which is
Why is it so important that you speak to me, Nathan?
Point of order. You had to stop just before 10 o'clock now. The pubs are closed.
Nathan, what's up? What's on your mind?
I'm telling you now, Catherine, not a lot. Please, for a second, can I ask one thing?
Just one.
Can we just actually just be nice to each other?
Yes.
It's so like, are you drunk?
Hang on.
Well, baby, I've had a drink. Okay. Is that all right? No, it's not. It's 2020. You can't drink. You can't do this.
Well, you can't drink.
Move to the left, move to the right. I mean, you seem to be the voice of reason. And that's all I'm saying.
I am. And I'm the one saying, put the phone down and go and get a drink of water.
All right. I'm going to get one now.
Good.
Bye, Nathan.
That head in the morning. Bye, Nathan.
That face at night.
Oh, God. I should have been a copper.
Oh, we didn't do the giveaway. Right. We're going to give away...
He's only had one drink.
Did I say PlayStation code?
Right.
By the way, you know when you get a pair of headphones that you really like?
Mm-hmm.
And I love these headphones. They're old. I've had them for years. Old Apple headphones. They're the old ones that aren't limited, right, in terms of the volume. They're not limited in terms of the volume, right? And broken. They're broken.
Oh, matey.
Oh, matey. That's the left.
They are rotten, is what they are.
They've been on the floor and they get trodden on and stuff like that. So I might get some glue. I've got some super glue. I said PlayStation, didn't I? Right. Hang on.
Get ready, because there's one code, and it's the first one to claim.
Talk about the game while I find the code. It's a PlayStation 4 code. I'm just going to put it in the chat.
Survivalists, right? Brought to you by the people who gave us Overcooked and all the family frenzy that that leads to. My God, my kids love that flipping thing, but after a while we have to turn it off because it starts fights, and that is exactly what they're designed to do. Survivalist is brilliant, right? So... you can be a castaway on a deserted island. You think you're alone. You're not alone. There are monkeys there that you can train up to do your bidding. But there are also other beings on that island, some of whom are not there to be helpful and friendly.
You can make massive monkey production machines.
Yeah. I played it for a bit on Saturday and my monkey would not do what I wanted to. Such is life.
It's a euphemism. Every frame is hand-drawn, been in development for 18 months, and there is an ending to this game. There is an ending to this game.
And there's a little story.
PlayStation, Steam, PS4 and Xbox. I'm going to press the enter button. Yes, Jalford, I said a PlayStation code. I said it 20 minutes ago when you were busy typing. It's coming in 5 seconds. This code will only work once. The first person to get it in and type it into their PlayStation gets the survivalist for free. Are you ready? 5, 4, 3. I pressed it early. It's in the chat now.
Scrabble.
You can buy the game. It came out on Friday and it looks so
really
fun.
It's
got a lovely retro vibe about it. And we might have a play at some point on here. We'll see. There is the code. Let us know the first person. Oopska, did you get it? Who got it? We're getting two people saying they got it.
Well, Raimondo said he doesn't even have a PlayStation. So
he hasn't got it. It's very close to a timeout. It's gone. Who's got it? Oopska, is it you? Is it you? Azza says he's got it. Flaccid House is very angry with some people because he hasn't got it.
There'll be other opportunities to win.
We'll give an export. No, we've got 20 codes, not 15. We'll give an Xbox code later, and then we'll give an Xbox and a Steam code later to keep it all even.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, we'll start doing little competitions and stuff like that.
I think Oopska got it.
I just don't know. Got it on the chat.
Oh, installed it on my Commodore 64.
Who said that?
Oopska.
Right. Where is Oopska? Where is Oopska? Let's get a little timeout. This is a very serious business. We haven't got time for
this
that.
This is like when Charlie Bucket thought he lost. Oops, because the...
Azza, have you got it? Did you win it, Azza? Because Raimondo is going to get a timeout. Because this is very serious. Nathan got it.
Nathan has not got anything.
Who's Nathan?
Barry.
Oh.
Don't remember him, do you?
Who got the bloody game? Find out. It's so annoying.
And so it is with Survivalists. So you enjoy it.
34sp.com. We're going to do a competition with them at some point in the next week or so where you can win 3 years of free web hosting.
By which time you'll have made millions and you won't mind paying for web hosting.
Exactly. A web hosting company. Now, I wrote down, I've got so many bits of paper. Oh, yeah, you can get a domain name and a free site builder, £7.50. We'll give you some more of the facts and the prices tomorrow. But, you know, we've been talking about what an ethical company they are, which they are. And we thought, well, maybe, well, we spoke to Stuart, the boss, and he said, maybe you could mention some of the deals. It's like, yeah, okay, I don't mind. So we'll give you some of the numbers tomorrow. But the one that springs out, domain name and a free site builder for £7.50. Now, they don't build websites. They host websites. At some point in the future, they'll be able to help you build websites. But at the moment, they don't. They host websites and they do domain names, okay? But we are going to be giving away 3 years of free hosting. So that is going to be something to look forward to.
And that code still works. 3 months free.
The TLNA code. TLNA code. TLNA code.
3 months free. And that is not on a time limit. So if you're thinking about it now, just remember that code because you can make it happen next month if you want. There
we go. Poseidon Safety Management. Devon and Cornwall Security Firm is... well worth. Talk to me about Nick Zeus and the lovely team there. It is a lovely team.
Okay, so if you don't live in Devon and Cornwall, you can think of it as just this sort of idyllic chocolate box type place. And many parts of it are, but it's not without its problems. Thankfully, though.
Some of the problems.
Thankfully, though, Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management are there. And not only are they there, they are recruiting people, they do recruit people from within the communities they serve. So they know all the quirks, they know all the back roads,
they know
all
the places
characters.
That drug dealers can hide out.
And they also care about the places. So they're not just going in, throwing their weight about and leaving. They actually go in there knowing that they're part of the community. So they try and make the place better because it's in their interest to do so. That's Poseidon Safety Management. They can do manned guarding. They can come along with their guard dogs. They can do mobile patrols. They also have this system called Radar Vision, which is like a sort of CCTV system. Oh, but I've got a field and that's no good. I've got no plug sockets or any Wi-Fi. Don't need it. It's battery operated. It's its own system. So whatever your property is, however remote it is, they can sort it out for you. Poseidon Safety Management, they are brilliant. And we're very proud that they've been sponsoring this show pretty much since the beginning.
Very early on, yeah. Very early adapters or adopters. I can't remember the phrase. Gregorian's been around for years in terms of our... And thank you. There are all the links to... just walk to the kitchen.
To get glue.
To get some glue. Rich has been around for ages. He's been a fan of the show that we have done for a long, long time. And we're always slightly humbled because he's a bright guy, he's a sharp guy. And gelaw.co.uk, who, you know, hopefully you won't need because it means that you're getting divorced if you go there. But if you are getting divorced, they're not the cheapest. They're not the most expensive by some way, but they're not the cheapest. And that's the real, it was like, I think I got three quotes from mine. And it was the kind of thing when you're getting like decorating quotes, go for the middle, go for the middle. Because some were like ridiculously cheap. And you think, I don't.
Yeah, how are they charging that?
But also I was worried that they were so cheap that they would then get into a prolonged battle to up their fee a little bit. And so I went with the middle one and it was... it did the job. So gelaw.co.uk is the place to go. We have got, I'm going to, oh, that's it. I want to do, so we're going to fix this now.
Okay, this is exciting. If you have some headphones that need fixing, you can fix along now if you like. Careful with those fingers, though, because that is very, very sticky glue. You may want a grown-up to help you.
Super glue. It's Loctite Super Glue Precision Max. Superglue's not as strong as we were led to believe.
Is that the stuff that you have to put on each side and then push together?
No.
Because, yeah, like you say, sometimes it goes on, you think, this is like water. This isn't doing anything.
But it does mean if it goes on your fingers, you lose your fingerprints.
Mm.
Which would be good for
it's handy for certain things, yeah.
Murder. Okay. Oh, shh.
Fingerprint gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now what we do?
Now, don't put those straight in your ears, otherwise we could have hilarious consequences.
Should be all right. It dries pretty quickly, this one.
Oh.
There we go. It dries pretty quickly, this one. You don't remember me, do you? You don't remember me, do you?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.